As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It is time now for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joining us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Well, crime may be down on BART, but maybe not quite as much as the transit agency has claimed. The Chronicle crunched the numbers. Phil, what did they find?
Oh, they found something God said is kind of typical of BART. Basically, what they found is that last year that BART combined a couple of crimes, larceny and burglary, together. And so that showed a higher increase last year, which led to, when it started to drop, a bigger perceived drop this year. So I guess it's kind of a good news, bad news, good news situation. The good news is crime is down. The bad news is it's not as down as much as they thought it was. And the good news was that the last year it wasn't as high as they thought it was. You put it together, and the bottom line is that the stats show that BART is getting safer. It's not filling up as much, but it is getting safer.
You know, my mantra for decades has been math is hard, so I kind of feel for them. But, you know, even if it was an accounting error or accounting error, violent crime does seem to be dropping by almost a quarter in the first 3 months of this year.
It does. Last year they had 92 incidents of violent crime by this year time. This year they have 72. But Steve, let's be honest, 93 is not a great number either. Like it or not, that comes to about what, one a day? And you don't want to be that one person, because that's not a statistic. That's a life that could be, you know, shattered, because violent crime has an effect that lasts for a long time. But, you know, BART is making efforts in the last couple of years. It was much worse a couple of years back, 2021 and such, was at much higher levels, much more. We had incidents we were reporting on KCBS, you know, regularly, violent, you know, people just going off, homeless people or mentally ill or whatever, going off in the cars. People were feeling unsafe. Since then, BART has increased police patrols. So one of the biggest things they've done is they put in new fare gates that are just tougher to get around, to jump over or to get around. And that keeps a lot of people out of the system. And we haven't had, they're at 29 stations now. They're going to get to more, to the 50s in the next couple of years. But, you know, for years, BART was even sort of reluctant to put those fare gates in because they wanted the system to be so welcoming. And it cost money. And they just learned late, I think, in the game, is that people want to feel safe. They want to feel that once they cross that barrier and get into the BART system, that they are safe. And BART let them down for a while, and now they're getting it back. The problem is that they're still at 50% of their ridership, which is going to lead to more financial problems, and I'm not sure what impact that's going to have going forward.
You know, before I let you go, Phil, I think you touched on it. Perception is reality. Are people feeling safer on BART?
Yeah, people are feeling safer on BART. I ride it pretty regularly, and they've got new cars. They're cleaner cars. There's more space available. Now, there's still some, chances are there's somebody either passed out or sleeping in the last seat. They always seem to pick the last seat on the train. But it's not nearly what it was a couple of years ago. And yes, I think people do feel safer on it. And it's still an economical way to get around, but people just aren't going into the offices to work with the way they used to. And that is still something that BART has to overcome. And that's not something that fare gates can help with.
All right, KCBS insider Phil Mateer, thank you. Phil will be on live again tomorrow morning, 7:50, with Margie and Eric.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.